This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now, here's the most important point. I'm going to wrap up with this. Number five, realize the Holy Spirit's job is to convict. Your job is to simply share. The Holy Spirit of God takes what you say and what I say, and He's the one who does the convicting. It's not your job, and it's not my job to convict anybody of sin or convict anybody into believing Jesus Christ. That'll take a load off somebody today to hear that. It's not your responsibility to make your brother-in-law feel guilty for the jerk he's been for the last 5 years. That's not your job. It's not your job to witness to somebody and set them straight and tell them how terrible they've been, just like it's not somebody else's job to do that with you or with me. We just share, and the Holy Spirit takes what we share, and He multiplies it. You've heard me say it before, but I really believe it's true. If there's any miracle that happens with preaching, it's not in the delivery, it's in the reception. That's not just a play on words. I really believe that. It's not what's shared, it's how it's received. And God can take whatever we do, however good, however bad, however impressive or unimpressive it is, and God takes what we do. And the miracle is what the Holy Spirit does with what we say. Luigi Tarisio was found dead one morning with hardly a comfort in his home. But when they went through his belongings, they found, get this, 246 exquisite violins. I mean, very expensive violins, 246, which he'd been collecting all his life. They were crammed into an attic. The best of them were in a bottom drawer of an old rickety bureau. In his devotion to the violin, he had unfortunately done something. He'd robbed the world of all the music because those violins were never played, including he had a Stradivarius. If you know anything about violins, he had a Stradivarius that was 147 years old. And get this, nobody ever played it for 147 years. It was passed from owner to owner, and he ended up with it. And the thought occurred to me, think of all the music that could have been shared from those violins, but they weren't because somebody treasured the violin so much, I'm not going to let anybody play this violin. I think you know where I'm going with that illustration. You have good news in your life. It's called Jesus Christ forgave you. He forgave you of the sin in your life, just as He forgave me of the sin in my life. That's good news. And there's good news that God has a plan for my life, and it includes some point, some juncture in my life where I say yes to Jesus Christ and say, I do believe that He is who He claimed to be. I do accept Him as the Lord of my life. And that's what witnessing is. You think it's a tragedy that a man would have a Stradivarius that hadn't been played for 147 years? That's nothing compared to a man or woman who's been changed by the grace of God, and get this, who keeps his or her mouth shut. That's a tragedy. That is a tragedy. We're simply one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. Well, normally at this part of the program, we tell you to listen to crosshope.org on our website to listen to any program you may have missed, and we want you to do that, of course. But I want to mention a couple other things. Rarely do I mention the fact that you can find us on iTunes. Simply type in the word Cross Hope in the search line on iTunes to find our podcast. That's an important ministry for some people. You can watch visual stories, which simply means we take stories that we showcase on Cross Hope and put them in a video format. At least see one or two just to get the gist of what we're talking about. Also, I want to mention an important thing, that we are listener supported. We don't have a giant foundation that backs us. We're supported by people like you who help in this ministry called crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.